From WGCU News, I'm Rachel Iacovone. As the impacts of red tide have consumed headlines, we've heard about the economic and environmental angles. But at ground zero for the toxic algae bloom, the emotional impact is palpable. WGCU's Andrea Perdomo spoke with staff members at the Crow Clinic on Sanibel Island about how they cope.
For 50 years, a small animal hospital nestled among lush green tropical vegetation off the main road on Sanibel Island has dedicated itself to the medical treatment of wild animals in the hopes of being able to release them back to their natural habitats. The staff at the Crow Clinic is familiar with treating brevetoxicosis, commonly known as red tide poisoning. Veterinarian Robin Bast has been at the clinic for 8 years.
Seeing them throughout the years as they deal with the same disease process is definitely something that unfortunately has become familiar to me because it's not uncommon for us to see it every single year.
This red tide bloom will be a year long come October. It's had a devastating effect on the marine life and taken a toll on the people trying to help them.
We had a giant adult male loggerhead that came in, suspected brevetoxicosis, 350-pound turtle, and he had a grand mal seizure. To see an animal that old and has gone through that much time in the environment without an issue, and now to see it go through all of that, and then fight to save it, but despite everything you do, you can't save them all. Like, those are the tough ones.
The clinic has been flooded with sick animals. Last year, from January to mid-September, the clinic admitted 89 patients for suspected red tide poisoning. For the same dates this year, the clinic has admitted 366 patients. That's a 311% increase.
It's been difficult on, I think, all of the local people who are here and are here because we love the environment, and then seeing what it's going through right now is really sad.
Crow Clinic, this is Shelley.
Shelley Albright is the hospital office and admissions manager at Crow. She describes the symptoms of animals brought in with suspected red tide poisoning.
The turtles, they were just so lethargic, they couldn't lift their heads. I'm imagining that if people hadn't found them, that they may just drown out there because they just are so weak and lethargic, so toxic. With birds, they almost behave like they're drunk. So stumbling around and falling over. Sometimes when they're getting really bad, they're just sitting and maybe can only lift their head off the ground.
Treatment varies from species to species, but usually involves fluid therapy as the toxin is processed through the liver and kidneys of the animal. Patients can be in the hospital from a few weeks to a few months, depending on how advanced the poisoning is. Albright says the public has been extremely helpful these past few months.
With so many red tide calls and so few volunteers that we can send out, people are stepping up and doing things that they're maybe not comfortable with, like maybe capturing a bird that they would be intimidated to try to capture otherwise. We've also had people come forward to help with things like transport. It's been really great to see the community come together to help out in that way.
The latest red tide report from the Sanibel Captiva Conservation Foundation indicates that the bloom still persists along the coast and sea turtles are still being severely impacted, meaning the staff at Crow will continue to feel the emotional impacts. Andrea Perdomo, WGCU News, Sanibel.